The Character Sketch of Gaffer. Introduction. Gaffer holds an important place in Tagore's play, The Post Office. His details are not known. He appears to be a mysterious character. Gaffer is seen at two occasions in the play. First, he appears in the beginning of the play when Madhav tells him, "Oh, but I have brought a child into the house." It is to Gaffer to whom Madhav tells all about the boy. "He is the son of a man who was a brother to my wife by village ties. He has had no mother since infancy, and now the other day he lost his father as well." Further, he tells about the serious sickness of Amal. The doctor says all the organs of his little body are at loggerheads with each other and there isn't much hope for his life. There is only one way to save him, and that is to keep him out of autumn wind and sun. Heading: A Cause of Irritation for Madhav. Gaffer causes irritation for Madhav by his talks and approach to life. As soon as Gaffer enters the house of Madhav, the latter speaks against him. "Well, I am jiggered, there's Gaffer now." Gaffer replies, why, I won't bite you." Madhav does not like Gaffer to come in touch with Amal because he thinks that he changes the minds of the children. He says, "No, but you are a devil to send children off their heads." But Gaffer is not a devil. He is a good man. He makes his position clear before Madhav. "God bless my soul. So I am already as bad as autumn wind and sun. But friend, I know something of the game of keeping them indoors. When my day's work is over, I am coming to make friend with this child of yours." Heading: His disguise as a fakir. Second time he appears in the play in Act 2. Now he is in the disguise of a fakir. Madhav is amazed to see him in this appearance. "Upon my word, but this is," and further says, "it beats my reckoning what you are not." What he tells Amal in the coming part of the play is quite in keeping with his appearance of a fakir. His disguise as a fakir, however, is in keeping with his mystic bend of mind. He has some powers of visualizing the future events. It is evident when he affirms that the blank paper of the king is a letter in which the king has informed that he will be visiting Amal's house with the state physician and would eat puffed rice. When Madhav with folded hands requests the headman not to make a joke of these things, Gaffer intervenes. Gaffer: "Joking indeed, you'd not dare." Madhav: "Are you out of your mind too, Gaffer?" Gaffer: "Out of my mind? Well, then I am. I can read plainly that the king writes he will come himself to see Amal with the state physician." Heading: His imagination. Like Amal, Gaffer is also an imaginative person. He knows how to please Amal in his sickness. He makes use of his imagination faculty to deal with the ailing boy in a critical situation. He knows how to please a child in his sickness. So he tells him about distant lands, which he says he has himself visited. He tells the child that he has recently visited the island Parrots. He gives this following description: Ghaffar, it's a land of wonders. It's a haunt of birds. No men are there, and they neither speak nor walk. They simply sing and they fly. Amal, how glorious! And it's by some sea? Ghaffar, of course, it's on the sea. Amal, and green hills are there? Ghaffar, indeed, they live among the green hills, and in the time of the sunset, when there is a red glow on the hillside, all the birds with their green wings go flocking to their nest. Very imaginatively, he describes the waterfalls in Parrot's Island. Dear me, of course, you don't have a hill without its waterfalls. Oh, it's like molten diamonds, and my dear, what dances they have! Don't they make the pebbles sing as they rush over them to the sea? No devil of a doctor can stop them for a moment. The birds looked upon me as nothing but a man, merely a trifling creature without wings, and they would have nothing to do with me. Where it is not so, I would build a small cabin for myself among their crowd of nests and pass my days counting the sea waves. Heading: His attachment to Amal. Ghaffar is greatly attached to the little boy Amal. He has several things in common traits with Amal. Like Amal, he is also imaginative and fanciful. That is why Amal has a great confidence in him. He asks Ghaffar when he will receive a letter from the king. Ghaffar replies that the letter is already on the way. He also consoles Amal by saying that he will get the letter the same day. On another occasion, he even tells Amal that the king will come with the state physician and will eat puffer rice. Ghaffar is very sympathetic towards Amal. He takes utmost care of the boy. He tries his best to make him comfortable. He fans him and helps him to go to sleep. Towards the close of the play, he opens the doors and windows of the room of Amal so that fresh air may come in and he may feel happy and relaxed. Throughout the play, Ghaffar's attitude towards Amal is very caring and sympathetic. He is very considerate and compassionate towards the child. Heading: His psychological insight. Ghaffar seems to possess adequate psychological insight. He knows how to tackle with people, especially children. He has got practical knowledge of things and situations. He saves Amal from being depressed. Amal has nurtured the idea of marrying the dairyman's niece. But when he learns that the dairyman is busy in arranging the wedding to his niece, he is disheartened. At such a time, it is Ghaffar who consoles the boy, saying, "How charming! It would even tempt me a hermit. But never mind, dear, about this wedding. Let it be. I tell you that when you marry, there will be no lack of nieces in his household." Ghaffar is interested only in keeping up the spirits of the child Amal. He does everything to please him. He infuses positive thinking in the child. He tries his best to convince Amal about the arrival of the king's letter. When Amal asks him, "Fakir, now that uncle's off, just tell me, has the king sent a letter to the post office?" Ghaffar replies positively, "I gather that this letter has already started. It is on the way here." heading A Responsible Person. Further, Guffer's role is that of a responsible person of the society. He knows what is his duty towards the troubled people. That is why he takes all the care of the ailing child Amal. Amal is badly fed up of his confinement in the room. So Guffer takes the responsibility of amusing him in his critical condition. He comes in the guise of a fakir and keeps the child indoors. When Amal tells his uncle, Madhav, that he is waiting for a fakir, Madhav is amazed because he does not know any fakir in the village. But Madhav tells him that the fakir has come to him and amused him by telling several interesting tales. Guffer keeps the child at ease by narrating several imaginative tales so that the child may feel good in his critical condition. His mind is full of several stories and anecdotes to keep the child's fancy engaged. The following conversation between Amal and Guffer reveals how responsibly the latter does his work. Amal, there you are. Come here, fakir, by my bedside. Madhav, upon my word, but this is... Guffer, winking hard, I am the fakir. Madhav, it beats my reckoning what you are not. Amal, where have you been this time, fakir? Guffer, to the Isles of Parrots. I am just back. Madhav, the Parrots' Isles? Guffer, is it so very astonishing? I am not like you. A journey doesn't cost a thing. I tramped just where I like. Amal, clapping, how jolly for you. Remember your promise to take me with you as your follower when I am well? Guffer, of course, and I will teach you so many traveler's secrets that nothing in sea or forest or mountain can bar your way. Thus, Guffer is a very important character in the play. Without him, much of the interest in the play would have been lost. He is a realistic person with mystic leanings and a deep psychological insight. The character sketch of Guffer is over.